The following is a RackRadioShow.com exclusive.
And welcome to the Rack Extra Reviews right here on WildTalkRadio.com. He's Rock, I'm Lindsay, and we're back talking about 2K's WWE Battlegrounds. That's right. We streamed it for you guys so you could experience it firsthand and find all the joy that we find in it. But now we want to do a formal review for it just to make sure you guys know how amazing this game is.
Yeah, and it's a really cool game that we got to play thanks to our friends over at 2K. Big shout out to them for providing us with a copy of the game. And we were able to take our listeners and viewers through it over the weekend, just how you get into the game. And I must say, it's very simple and easy to get through. It's straightforward. You got like campaign mode, you have your exhibition modes, and then you have your online play with a variety of different options, and it's very, very straightforward, the setup. And then when you get into gameplay, it's very different from the, WWE 2K franchise, which is a lot of combination buttons and all that stuff to do different moves. This one is straightforward, very simple. It's just a lot of button smashing, which is good for someone like Lindsay, who's not a big-time gamer, just someone who likes to pick up the game and just play.
Yeah, I appreciate the simplicity of this game. I appreciate the easy navigability, if that's a word, of this game. And I'm sure I would greatly benefit from watching the tutorial, but it's not who I am. I'm sorry. I've made my choice, and at this point, after so many years, you just go with it. So it's nice to be able to sort of go in the game and have a guide and be able to figure it out on your own, unlike the 2K series for WWE, the other one, which I'm not as much of a fan of, don't get me wrong. I still think it's a good game, but it's infinitely more complex, and it's harder to figure out. And it's, even with a tutorial, it's difficult because, for me especially, it's difficult for me to remember all the button combinations to do all the different moves. So I like this one just for the simplicity of I can understand relatively quickly and memorize relatively quickly what button does what and be able to pick up on that and go with it.
Which was the whole point of this game, to make it more simple for the casual audience. For a casual pro wrestling fan, for a casual sports entertainment fan, or just someone in general, to pick it up and go.
Nailed it. You guys nailed it. I will say, and this is me, one of the things that I was not a fan of was the camera and the control of the camera. It's very limited, and I don't like that I can't really look like up and down. I don't like that I can't go all the, further around than what you can. You kind of have what I would call a fourth wall view, very similar to how WWE is set up, where you have the hard camera side and you're the hard camera, and then you have the rest of the arena, and you can kind of pan to the right and you can pan to the left, but you can't pan up, you can't pan down. So it's a little difficult, especially when you're getting in and out of the ring, to work with it sometimes. And part of that is because I'm used to playing games that have that ability where you can do up, down, 360 kind of thing. So it's just, for me, it's an adjustment more than anything else. It's not the fault of the game. It's more on my end just to get used to it. And the same thing kind of goes for like a targeting or a reticule or something. Because again, I'm used to a game that has that and this doesn't. And that's just a little bit of an adjustment for me. But it would be nice if maybe there was something like that in the game, just so you could see what you're doing. Because especially when you're like throwing somebody at an alligator, some kind of aiming would help. Just a little bit. I mean, you don't have to do anything crazy and you don't have to really do anything at all. But that's just what I found in terms of playing the game would have been like really, really helpful for me to just make it a even better experience than what it already was. I also appreciate that Bray Wyatt was the first thing that comes up in the game. Thank you, heart. I don't know. I'm such a nerd about that. I don't know.
Let's talk about the superstars of the game and how you get them. So when you first get the game, you get a selection of WWE superstars already unlocked. Yes, I said already unlocked. One of the big things about this game, it is very microtransaction heavy. Insert groans here for people who do not like microtransactions. But I'll say this about their microtransactions. You don't have to spend money if you don't want to.
Which
is nice. All you gotta do is play the game. You earn it through the campaign mode, playing online with your friends, etc., etc., doing your daily challenges. So you can unlock the different superstars in the game. you get a wide variety of them who come unlocked to start with, which is good. But then you can unlock their alternate attires, like for Bray Wyatt, we'll go with him as the example. You have the Fiend right away. But if you would like Funhouse Bray Wyatt, you have to unlock him. Same goes for Swamp Bray Wyatt. You have to unlock.
By the way, thank you 2K for using the red pants. I appreciate that wholeheartedly. Y'all went with a theme and it shows.
It works really well. So you have some legends, for, like including Andre the Giant, Hulk Hogan, Steve Austin, The Rock, The Undertaker's in there. You have all your newer WWE superstars like Seth Rollins, Roman Reigns. They're all in the game. New Day. And you just unlock them as you go. Ronda Rousey, Charlotte, Becky, Sasha are in the game as well for the women. And when you play through the campaign mode, you get to unlock someone like Alexa Bliss, for example. So, which is cool. But
it is cool.
But my favorite thing about the game are the battlegrounds, the arenas.
Oh my god, they're so much fun.
Like, playing through the different battlegrounds and unlocking them and having to use the outside elements, as it were, is really, really cool. You have the helicopter for example. Or as Lindsay mentioned before, the alligator.
Where you the can goat.
Throw the player into the alligator. Yes, the goat. You can remote control a goat.
See, I like it that this game does not take itself too seriously. I like that it has fun. I like that it kind of pokes fun a little bit at what's going on. I love the style of it where it's more cartoonish. It's not hyper realistic. And there's not anything wrong with any of that, right? Like, but this game stands out from the other 2K game that they have with WWE. They are their own entity, and I love that about this.
This is Arcade, the other simulation. I had a friend tell me, just he was looking at the game, and he goes, this reminds me of the WWE WrestleMania the Arcade series.
Yes.
Back in the day. So it's like the goofy elements that are added into it, which is a lot of fun for, you know, kids, especially because it keeps their interest and gives them something to do other than just, you know, headlock, takeover, dropkick, suplex, et cetera, et cetera. The moves are limited in this game, which is, you know, as expected.
I think that's fine. I think you can get the job done based on what you have. You have to be smart in terms of who you select and who you're playing against. And there is a little bit of strategy involved in it, which I like because everybody has different power ratings. You have different styles.
There are five different types of characters. Brawler, high flyer, or there's an all-arounder. So you gotta pick the style that works best for you.
And against your opponents. And and I like that. I like that there is a little bit of strategy involved that you have to kind of think about it, but not too hard. You know, because, again, this is, if you're just picking this up casually, you just want something to play. You just want to have fun with it. You don't want to have to sit here and be like, okay, well, if I use this and they play this and then I need this and that kind of thing. Like, that's not the type of game, at least for me, that I enjoy. Like, I enjoy watching other people play that type of game, especially if they're good at it, because you're like, wow, you're awesome at this. I would stink at this. But I look at something like that and I'm like, I wouldn't even know where to start. Like, that's so intimidating to me to be able to, like, just pick something like that up and have to know, you know, damage and crit and levels and what this does and what that does. Whereas you can just pick it up and, like we keep saying, the simplicity of this game where you just basically grab and go is just wonderful. I want to go back to the microtransactions for a second because I want to talk about the store.
Okay.
I'm not saying it has to update every day, right? Because that's just too much. But it would be nice if it updated more frequently than what it does now, which I believe is every 2 weeks. And that's just because, and this is, again, me and a habit of going in and looking at the store every day because of the other games that I play. You know, the store updates every day on a very frequent basis. So for me, it's like you go in and you look in the store and you're like, oh, it's the same thing. Okay, all right. And it's a habit thing that I do. And so it would be nice if there was just like an incentive to go to the store more often than if you buy everything in the store and then you have to wait 2 weeks to buy the next stuff if you want it. So that's just me.
Mm-hmm.
If the store had more updates or if you buy something in the store, if it clears out and something else comes in, so that way you can decide if you want to buy and then it can update from there as they want. And that they don't have to do that. That's just a me thing where it's just like for the store, because right now it's like if you buy everything, for example, there's no more incentive to go in there until it updates again, which is 2 weeks. And then by that point, it's like you may or may not want to go back to the store or need to go back to the store or what have you. So it'd just be nice if there was like more incentive to use it and be in there and do things with it.
I would agree with that. I when I first looked at it, I went, oh, it's 12 hours. No, wait, that's 12 days. Okay. I was like, okay, all right. Like she mentioned, it's like a daily thing. Like, it could be like a rotating shop. Like, I know you want to keep things out there for people, especially on launch, where it's like, okay, you want to get these deals right away, which is great. But at the same time, it's like, if you rotate the deals, then you can wait. People would complain either way. If, oh, I missed the deal, why wasn't it in there longer? Or, I want new deals. So it's one or the other.
It's a tricky situation, and I think they're trying to balance it, and 2 weeks is fine. There's no problem with it. It's just for me, it's like, it would be nice to have an incentive. I would also say my other issue with the game is the whole friends thing, playing online, inviting people to the game. I don't really like how you have to go through the Xbox to do it. At least for us, we play on Xbox. So I don't like that you have to go through the console to invite online friends. It would be nice if you could do it in the game itself and have like a friends list or have something like that in the game that you can go in and do everything through there. Because then it's like for Xbox, you have to, if you're not using the console app, you have to go out of the game, invite somebody, go back in the game. And it's just like, I'm not a fan of that. So it makes online playing just a little bit more difficult. Unless you just have that one friend that always invites you and then it's fine.
I'm that friend right there.
Yep. You're that friend right there.
So a couple other things we need to talk about. We need to talk about the creation suite. The positive. Love the Battleground creation set. Very simple, very easy, and you can make very unique things, and everything is basically unlocked. You don't have to really unlock a lot of items in there. So you can create different environments that you would like. Make them really, really cool. I love that.
I love the arenas. I love everything about it. I love, like you said, how highly customizable it is. You can do the ropes. You can do the turnbuckle pads. You can do the posts, the mats, the ring apron, the floor, everything. Everything can be customized in that, except if it's day or night. That's about the only thing you can't change in there. And I love it so much. I would also love if you could, like, put either, like, something like the crocodile or the helicopter or the goat or something like that in your own personal arena. That would be super duper fun.
Yeah,
if you could do that.
Yeah.
But you can't. And it's fine. There's nothing wrong with it, but it's just the level of customization with the arenas. That would be one more thing that would be so cool. The character creation, on the other hand, it's still good. It's still okay, but it's not as customizable and you don't have as many options.
Yeah, you don't have many options. It's like, okay, you cannot go in and make yourself in the game or anyone from other promotions, etc., which is fine. We're taking it back 10 years to where you really couldn't do that in video games. Now we're back to that stage because this game's not about creative. This is about arcade action. That's what it is, 100%. In-ring fun and action. So I know a lot of people are upset that you can't do a lot with the creations. I get it. But like, to me, it doesn't really matter because I'm not in it for the creative wrestler. I'm in it for the action, as I just mentioned. But one other thing is like, with it is everything has to be unlocked. And that's one of the downsides with it too. If you're really going to make some weird characters out of it, you have to unlock it all. So that's one big negative.
And you have to spend your in-game points to unlock it, which I'm okay with, but I don't particularly like, just because it's like, if you're trying to do the microtransactions with the characters, you have to make a choice, right? That's the whole point, is you make that choice between, well, do I want to do a build a character or do I want to unlock people? And eventually you're going to unlock everybody, and so then you can dedicate all your points to your build a character if you want. But it would be nice if the character creation suite, some of the options unlocked through gameplay, very similarly to the arena scenario, where you don't have to buy those options. You, I believe, unlock them as you play the game and you level up and that kind of thing. Because they do have some really fun gears for the creator wrestlers, but it's like you look at the points that it costs and you're like,
Do I really want to spend that much?
Yeah, and it's like,
especially now early on in the game.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, no, I really don't want to do that. And like you said, the point is not to build your own wrestler in the game, but at some point you're going to want to, because, like I said, you're going to unlock everybody, and you're not going to have anything else to really do with those points. And that's when you can kind of go into the creative suite, and you can do that, but some people like to do that. Some people, that's the first thing they can do. They go create themselves in the game so they can play the game. And the free options, they're okay, but they're not as wonderful as some of the other stuff that they have that you have to have points, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like I said, it would just be nice if there was a third option to maybe unlock some of the other outfits through some of the quests or through gameplay or what have you. And maybe that's something for down the line, but that would just, that's, again, that's a me thing for the game. I think if their goal is to get people to do the microtransactions for the locker room, I think that's, they've got it. It's there.
That they do. So, I think that does it. Overall, worth going on buying.
It's
a fun game.
If you're interested in playing the game, I would highly recommend going out and buying it. It's something super casual. It's not very sweaty. So if you need a break from your more sweaty Battle Royale style games and you're looking for something just fun and easy and chillaxing to play, this is your game.
Indeed.
So, as you said, that does it for us.
It does. So go out, buy the game, available www.shock.com, xbox.com, the PlayStation Store. You name it, go to your local video game place. It's there too. It's a perfect holiday gift.
Because the holidays are coming.
Play with your friends, local or online. That's the cool thing. The online is great. Play with your friends anywhere.
It's situationally friendly right now.
Indeed.
So, all right. Once again, huge shout out, huge thank you to 2K for sending us this game. We appreciate it. It was a lot of fun to try it and play it, and we're going to look forward to playing it in the future. But we also have other reviews coming your way. So, guys, stay tuned to the Twitters and the Facebooks as we do more and more content for you. So, for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to the Rock Capture Reviews right here on WildTalkRadio.com. This was the 2K WWE Battlegrounds edition, and we will see you with our next review. Till then, bye!